We are so happy that you found our podcast and are joining us today.
We're hoping that this is going to become one of your favorite superhero entertainment news podcasts because it's going to carry some serious opinions.
When a big superpowered story hits, the three of us fire back.
Welcome to the Comic Bugle. My name's Jay, and I've known Caesar since we were in high school together. And I've known Darren almost my entire radio career. And the one thing we all have in common is our love for comic book heroes on the small and big screen. So before we get into the news of the day, I want us to sort of get to know each other a little bit better, because there are some things I've never asked you gents. And we'll do a quick rapid fire so you, listening at home, can know who you're kind of leaning towards on the side of.
Fire away.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, Darren.
Yeah.
Marvel or DC?
Not even a question. Gotta be Marvel. Gotta be Marvel.
Caesar, same question?
I'm going the other way. It's gotta be DC.
Oh, boy.
I knew you would.
Oh, boy.
And I am a Marvel fanboy through and through.
Attaboy.
That we know.
Caesar, what is your favorite superhero movie?
I'm Batman.
Are you talking Tim Burton Batman?
Exactly.
The wow.
greatest Crap, okay. first movie to come out to basically set the tone for any type of superhero movie.
Nice. Darren, what about you?
Well, that's a very interesting response, and I honestly hadn't thought of that. I will put that in the back of my mind to address later on in my quiet time. But for me, it's kind of a toss-up between the original Iron Man movie and the original Thor. And the reason for both of those being kind of neck and neck is because when they both came up on the big screen, the emotions that those pulled out of me when I saw, Iron Man for the first time flying in the suit and Thor doing the thing with the hammer for the first time, it was like I was 10 years old again, and those emotions came flooding out. And those emotions are hard to pull out of me. So that was a really big deal. So it's kind of a tie between Iron Man and Thor.
And for me, superheroes were this big inspiration growing up. So I got to go with the Winter Soldier, because I feel like Captain America is so inspiring. And that speech he gives right before, like, the helicarriers and, he's about to go neck and neck with Bucky. I'm with you to the end of the line. Like, there is some loyalty there. It just really resonates.
It was powerful, yes.
That was my number two. That was my number two. So.
Oh, really? There you go.
That's a good one. I mean, Batman, I didn't even think Batman. All right, so, and I've got one more question for you guys. What was your comic book of choice growing up?
Yeah, for me, it was always Batman, and one of my favorite storylines still to this day is Death in the Family.
Darren, what was your comic book of choice?
I think I always kind of lean towards Wolverine. And, I mean, let's be honest. Wolverine, there's only one Wolverine. And he is, or was, depending on how you look at it, the man, right? He was the epitome of big and strong and tough, and nothing gets to him, and nothing can ever hurt him. And even when he gets hurt, he shrugs it off. So always, I always went back to Wolverine.
And for me, I mean, I said inspiring, and for me, it was always Superman.
Really?
I read a lot of Superman comics growing up, and they weren't always amazing. And sometimes I was like, how can a guy who blows out a star, like, where's the drama coming in? But, put me back into the early 90s with Death of Superman, and I was crying like a baby.
That was tough to read. That was, yeah.
All right, so now that we got the formalities out of the way and you know us a little bit better, let's get to the main story. Aquaman early reviews have dropped. Now, we are recording this as of November 28th, but some of these reviews are insane, saying it is the best DC movie since The Dark Knight.
Oh, boy.
Aquaman.
Wow.
Do you guys believe this hype?
100%.
Oh, my God.
What? Really? Well, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, go ahead.
I have two words.
You got to tell us why, Caesar.
I have two words for you. James Wan.
I love James Wan.
Exactly. And you know what, though? When he first came out and was talking about what he wanted to do His exact words was a swashbuckling epic, and you're going to find that in a number of those reviews. And that's what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Something fun, something visually incredible, but also something with a story and a heart. Yeah, I know Jason Momoa was kind of crappy in Justice League.
That's where I'm coming from. I did not feel, and I think when we talk about Justice League, Darren might think differently. Darren, I didn't love Jason Momoa in Justice League. What about you?
Well, he was kind of, I don't want to say a throwaway, but he really didn't have the effect that he should have, I think, given who Aquaman actually is and how powerful he is. I feel like he should have been a bigger player in that movie. Now, Jason Momoa being Jason Momoa, he isn't, you know, an A-list actor, so I guess that might be the reason for that. So this is why I guess now they are trying to focus on giving Aquaman the stage that he deserves.
Caesar, can you just tell us? You are a resident DC fan. You are self-proclaimed.
Don't get me wrong. I love the Marvel movies, but I tend to give a lot of leeway to the DCEU. Like, I loved Man of Steel.
Okay.
And I know you did too, Jason.
I did like Man of Steel. I mean, it wasn't amazing, but I did enjoy it.
It was a great story. The problem with
Man of Steel for me is Superman would not let Pa Kent die that way. It doesn't matter that he held up his hand. But can it does I ask you not question? Matter.
Did your heart not break?
Of course it broke because Superman let someone die.
But that was the point. That was the point of what Pa Kent was trying to do. You know that.
All right, but what I want to jump into, Caesar, is you know how powerful Aquaman is. Can you tell us? And our listeners who might have seen Justice League and gone like, yeah, I mean, Aquaman's fun. Tell us just how powerful he is.
Well, in terms of what, for example, just in strength, speed, agility, he might be the only one, especially with that trident at the end of that trailer, to might actually physically hurt Superman. Right. Like, he can cut Superman with that trident. So the power that he holds, not just the fact that he basically is the king of the oceans is just an afterthought sometimes. People just think he's a guy who can talk to fish. It's that's not what it is. And his ability to change things, his ability to be the backbone of the Justice League sometimes makes him probably even more important than people realize from just that movie. So
he has been the butt of the joke for years and years and years and years, right? With the talking to fish thing. So hopefully this will in some way put that aside, because he's a powerful guy and he should be respected more than he has been to this point. So hopefully on that level, this will put that to rest.
So I appreciate Caesar. I really appreciate you saying 100% you buy into this, but I remember a Justice League that started very similarly to these kind of positive reviews and gave me hope. And I bought tickets and I saw that movie and that was not right.
And I agree with you. And, you know, I bought a bit of that hype. I didn't think Justice League was terrible. But for me, there was just too many cooks in the kitchen. And that was really evident in that movie.
It was definitely a step up from Batman v Superman, but that is not a tall stair to climb.
Right.
Some of these reviews are saying 80s Schwarzenegger feel. Is that a good thing?
Well, given that this isn't the 1980s anymore, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the... I mean, he's still a big name, but he's not the same name in movies that he was back in the day. I'm not certain that that's, you know, the biggest compliment you can pay to a movie at this point.
Caesar?
I think for me, like, that review there alone, it's really kind of showing... What was Schwarzenegger in the 80s? He was the biggest star. He was the guy he was the biggest action star. So what were all those movies? Actions. They were powerful. They were about, you know, just crazy stuff going on. And that's what I'm expecting from Aquaman. They have a great lead of a female character, which is Mera.
I am not going to fault Mera at all for anything. And I'm not even being that guy. I love Mera in the comics.
Okay.
She is an excellent character. The way she manipulates water is friggin' great. I mean, yes, Amber Heard is Amber Heard.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. That part is going to be great.
And you know what? And the last thing I think is that whatever shortcomings Momoa has, I think they have a great cast. And I haven't heard anything negative about the cast that they brought around him. And I think with those people like Nicole Kidman, you know, William Dafoe, people like that around him will just elevate his role and hopefully elevate the presence of what Aquaman is to everybody.
I mean, we're all, you're listening to this podcast, we are fans. Yeah. We are definitely all buying a ticket. Darren, what is the thing that you need to see in this movie?
Well, as with all superhero movies, one of the things that I always look for is that moment or that scene where they showcase what level of super heroism they are at. So when Thor and the Hulk fought with like no hammer and just fought toe-to-toe, and Thor basically kicked Hulk's ass.
That, listen, he lost that fight.
He did not. We talked about this earlier.
Excited. He lost that fight. 100%
he won that fight. 100% he won that fight.
Exactly. Without a hammer. He won it without a hammer. So that's what I'm always looking for, is that defining moment of what level is this superhero at. That's what I want to see with Aquaman. What level? What's his power level? Who can he compete with? As strong as he is, that's what I'm.
You got to let us know what you're feeling.
For me, I really want to see him command some sharks. Like, I just love that poster with him in front of a bajillion great white sharks. I want to see what he can do with that. I know it's cliche. He's interacting with the fish, but it's a part of it. He's not talking to him. He can telepathically send waves to make fish do shit for him. I want to see some sharks. And I want it to look better than the Meg.
I was going to say, as campy as that's going to be, him controlling sharks, you're still going to be okay with that.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as they look good, I am in. And to Caesar's point, it is James Wan, and he is a master at making things look pretty damn real.
And I'll just add to that, Jason. I think you're right. Darren, you're talking about being campy. I think that's the point of them wanting to do that, is to show the fun side of what a superhero film is. Like, I think DC has always taken the idea that they got to be super realistic, right? And it's got to be like what's happening in the world. No, like, just make fun of yourself a little bit. You have to.
So you've heard our opinions. We want to hear from you. Be sure to send us your thoughts. You can reach out to us on Twitter at The Comic Bugle.
I'm Darren Osborne.
And I'm Caesar Echandia.
And I'm Jay Kennedy. Thanks again for listening. And until the next big story, remember, not all heroes wear capes. No!